"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
They're calling them 18-foot storm surge in the area of Fort Myers, Florida from this Hurricane Ian. 18 feet of water?
Yeah.
That's
man, two stories high.
Lots of videos of homes just gobbled up and some homes floating by. I think the weatherman you were talking about before, I'm watching a video, his name is Jim Cantor, and he's been known to say, I always await Mother Nature's latest temper tantrum. He was knocked to the ground by a piece of a tree branch that he tried to duck from, and then he's holding on to like a stop sign. And the anchor is saying, "Are you okay? Yeah. Are you all right?"
Mother Nature's
He's a veteran meteorologist who says, "This is what I do. Report live amid the hurricane."
That's right.
Outside.
I'll take a tree branch to the face. Good report. I'm unconscious now. Hanging on a stop sign.
I still remember after Katrina, because we've been talking this afternoon, that catfish, sharks have been spotted, perhaps alligators floating by.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened after Katrina in New Orleans?
Dead bodies, right?
Dead bodies came out of the cemeteries.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the cemeteries got all soaked and some of the newer bodies just went floating by. Or the... caskets got all broken open. And
boy, that's a tough day.
That's. And what's the name of, was it Brian Williams who said he saw a body go floating by his hotel room?
Yeah. Oh, he made that up.
But that's what got him in trouble.
That's what got him, yeah.
He was conflating. I always like that word.
Yeah. He had war stories from Iraq that never happened. He had bodies floating by that never floated.
Hotel room in New Orleans, he saw a body float by.
I never understood what particular mental illness that was.
The need to feel like you're really involved in everything.
But he had plenty to talk about. He spent decades covering big news stories. He'd already seen a lot of cool stuff. Like if you hired him to do a dinner speech, he off the top of his head, he could keep things going. Why would you have to make stuff up? That's weird.
And in a photo that could only happen during these tense political times, there is a man who stood out there with the American flag, bracing against the wind.
There you go.
In Florida.
Yeah. Trump flag, too?
No, just a U.S. flag. Stars and stripes. Hurricane Ian is now a Category 3 storm, and it'll make its way through Florida, head northeast, where it'll affect East Coast states like Georgia and the Carolinas, all the way up to Virginia. But by then, it'll probably be a tropical storm.
Yeah.
John, is there anything else brewing out there in the Atlantic we should know about?
I don't know.
You paused.
Because I was trying to think. They were tracking other storms, but this is the one they picked out was going to get on the track to spin into Florida.
Right, and they had called for, was it, how many storms did they say were going to hit U.S. mainland this hurricane season?
I think nine.
Nine, and this is the first.
Nothing was going on in June, July, August, and most of September. It was one of the quietest seasons on record. I think only five times had you had a stretch like that, that quiet.
And it's because all the hurricanes combined into one, this one.
So,
right? They all just waited together.
Because they can't. You know, I heard today on the news, somebody prattling about climate change. Even the United Nations issued a report not too long ago and said, to sum it up, nobody's discovered any evidence that climate change has anything to do with hurricanes, because we've always had powerful hurricanes. They've always hit the mainland. They always form every year. It's random as to whether you're going to get none to hit the U.S. that are very damaging, or you might get five. They can't track these hurricanes from hour to hour. How many times you go to bed? The hurricane was supposed to hit Tampa, remember?
Yeah.
Yesterday. And then all of a sudden.
I'm ignoring the climate change nonsense. I know. I don't want to. Everybody likes to cherry pick. That's the way the world is today.
Well, just for the record,
my point right there, see?
There's no evidence. There's no evidence that has anything to do with the formation, intensity, or frequency of hurricanes. So stand down.
There is a great story this week in the state of California. Apparently, the state superintendent for instruction and the Department of Education is slow walking the academic achievement test results. Normally, they're released in late summer or early fall, but this year, the department has denied a request for statewide results. Even though local districts can make the data available, the statewide release is going to be delayed probably till after the election. Mary Nicely, the chief deputy state superintendent for instruction, said that, we're releasing a new dashboard that includes other metrics, and we're working hard to finalize the data for that.
That's total bull crap. Yeah. Here's the story. Tony Thurmond is the state school superintendent. You probably never heard his name. He's just a bureaucratic hack, but many of you probably voted for him. And he was on board with Gavin Newsom and everyone else to shut down the schools for a year and a half. And that's why the scores are disastrous now. In LA Unified, as we told you, 72% of students did not meet minimum standards in math. And in English, 58% did not meet standards in English. So the LA school district specifically is next to worthless. It's you'd be better off letting your kids just roam freely on the streets.
Yeah.
And it's that way in a lot of the public schools.
But we're not getting a statewide look. Individual schools, and I guess LA Unified did release some of its scores. But from what we understand, there's been a sharp decline statewide in all of the children's basic skills, reading and math.
In a rational world, Tony Thurmond would be too ashamed to even run for re-election. And certainly nobody would vote for him because he presided over the most disastrous breakdown of education in American history. I mean, there's never been a time where in any state people refuse to educate their kids for a year and a half.
They
did it here. And they did it gleefully and righteously. And they were shaking their fist and they thought they were on their moral high ground. And it was a complete disaster. Again, Florida's not having that problem. Texas not having that problem.
The union for LA Unified just kept fighting the return to the classroom for so long they wouldn't stop.
Because they didn't want to work.
They had a good deal going.
They didn't want to work. They not only got full pay, they were demanding and getting bonuses. They actually strong-armed Newsom into putting extra funding into the school budgets.
Right.
So they had this bonanza. They held the kids hostage. And they don't care about the kids. And in L.A., it's mostly minority kids. And the teachers don't care about the minority kids here. They don't. They flat out don't. They can never say otherwise after a year and a half of them being shut out.
No.
Oh, my God. They ought to be put in prison. This superintendent, what's his name? Tony Thurmond. Ever hear of this guy? What's he been doing?
Union hack who came up through the ranks. He's been there a while.
Tony Thurmond. Well, watch.
They always put up like a charter school guy against him, and the charter school guy loses.
Watch him get reelected for destroying the education of millions of kids. Just watch. Because nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows who they vote for.
right, more good stories coming up. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. If you want to leave a message for the Moist Line, which plays at exactly this time in 2 days, you can do that using the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone icon that you use to leave your message. You can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I forgot to mention a special guest on the show tomorrow.
Who?
Serafina Weyva.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they offered us a media avail. You like that term?
A media avail.
An avail.
Because the word availability is too long to
it's
say.
It's too long.
Yeah,
everything
right.
has to be shortened.
Short, right, yeah.
Everybody they call it pressers, not press conferences. They're pressers.
Right, right. Because, well, press conferences is too long to say, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It's absurdly long. In this age where people are on social media using just three letters for expressions, like on the way is OTW. I'm on the way, OTW.
Yeah, I know. I hate when people do that. Half the time, I don't know what it means. I have to look it up. I'm always Googling all these, all this internet shorthand. Yeah, to see what it is.
Yeah.
I never use it. I refuse to.
Oh, look at this. Sirhan Sirhan is challenging his parole denial. Sirhan Sirhan, of course, was convicted of killing Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. So he got his parole denied.
Can he get, Gascon on his side for this?
Can he get...
I'm sure Gascon's got no problem releasing Robert Kennedy's killer.
Yeah, Newsom denied his parole earlier this year. So what can he do?
Is
he going to a court and going to claim that this was unjust? I don't know.
They're saying
it's an abuse of discretion, a denial of Sirhan's constitutional right to due process.
That's an oxymoron. Abuse of discretion.
Discretion implies that you
have a choice.
That's right.
He could give it to you,
it's up to you, right?
Or he could not give it to you, and it's whatever his reasoning is, not yours.
Let's see here. The governor acted with personal bias, incorporated the wrong law, ignored mitigation evidence, and did not afford Sirhan the same rights as others.
Mitigation evidence? Robert Kennedy's still dead.
No. There was another gunman.
There's still a bullet hole in his skull. Well,
Sirhan did not shoot the shot.
You have to produce the other gunman, see?
Well.
There's a phrase that stuck in my head a while ago. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
Hmm.
It's on you. You're making the claim. You come up with the proof, and then we'll talk.
Now, something that we predicted would be the case when Assembly Bill 32 passed. This is in 2019. It takes like 3 years for it to finally get up to a court that matters. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has found that law, and we'll explain what it is in a moment, violates the Constitution. And what was the law? And at the time, we said, you can't do this. They passed a law in Sacramento that would ban private prisons and immigration detention facilities in the state. In other words, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in order to hold on to the illegal immigrants in the state of California, would not be able to contract with a private prison.
Yeah,
or a private immigration detention facility. And I looked at it and said, you can't do that. It's their domain.
It's federal government business. The federal government decides to put the illegal alien prisoners in a private prison inside California.
It's none of your business, California. Just because it's our state, we get to decide?
No, it was woke politics.
It was
virtue signaling.
It's the supremacy clause in the Constitution.
Yeah.
States cannot interfere with the enforcement of federal laws. I think we saw that. Remember when Arizona tried to enforce some immigration law?
I know. Well, it works both ways.
Obama's attorney general came after them on the same thing.
They wanted to supersede weak immigration enforcement, and the judge slapped him down. I like that state law in Arizona, but they were right. You can't overrule the federal government, and the same goes here.
Right.
You can't overrule the federal government. If they want to put illegals in private prisons, that's their business. But, you know, and the thing is, Newsom and all his stupid lawyers, they know this, but they want to go through the public ritual anyway.
Oh.
And so they could look self-righteous and look like they're on the side of the poor, downtrodden, illegal alien prisoner.
Guess whose bill this was in 2019? Dopey Rob Bonta.
Yeah.
He was in the assembly. He wrote the bill.
Yeah.
He's now California Attorney General. Proves he doesn't know the law. He doesn't deserve a job like AG.
Right.
So I'm going to use all sorts of letters today for the rest of the show.
Are you going to use just acronyms?
Yeah, you know what he said today? He's DD.
What's that?
A deeply disappointed with this decision. And the entire show, you'll keep going, what does that one mean? Explain that one. They actually had lost a lower court decision, but this appellate court decided, no, this is unconstitutional. Now the case has to be reconsidered. Oh, good God, this could take forever.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the contractors, GEO Group, sued over this, saying you can't tell ICE, because obviously they operate some of the private prisons for the federal government.
Rob Bonta is going to tell the Federal Immigration Department that they can't...
Where they can and cannot keep their detainees. Exactly. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Because to them, no person is illegal. So you shouldn't have any detention centers.
It's wonderful to have that idea. It's wrong, though. The things people say in these circumstances, you're just wrong. People are illegal. They're here illegally. Sorry. Yeah. All these wacky progressive ideas, they think if they just say it really loudly and forcefully, it is. No, it's not.
Yeah, by the way, GEO and two other companies did run four private immigration detention centers in California with contracts worth $6.5 billion. They were 15-year contracts. So you could see they had something at stake here. That's why they sued. Good. They won a round in court. Silly to even expect that. All right, when we come back, you know, we never talk about pipelines. You talk about pipelines? Well, there's a big story out of Europe that we got a leak in the Nord Stream pipelines. And who did that?
That's supposedly going to bring the natural gas from
Russia.
Is it
Russia, the French word? Sabotage? Yeah. Sabotage?
Well,
I was trying to spell that this morning.
The Russians,
I tried nine different times to spell it.
The Russians are the top suspect sabotaging their own pipelines.
Oh, some say that we did it. You didn't hear that story?
I heard that, yeah.
No, I don't mean you. I don't mean John and Ken. I meant the U.S.
I mean, yeah, that we did it.
Yeah, it was an underwater attack. We'll give this story coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Our friend at ABC News, Alex Stone, sent this.
Yeah.
That San Bernardino County sheriffs are saying that evidence indicates that 15-year-old girl that they shot to death after the wild shootout was a participant in shooting at deputies during the gunfight with her father. She was wearing the tactical gear and made a rush at the deputies, and they fired and killed her, and everybody wondered why. Well, the sheriff's department is saying that...
What is this evidence, Sheriff? This is Sheriff Shannon Dicus, D-I-C-U-S, Discus? Discus, Dicus. Yeah, in case you don't know, on Monday, a guy went to Fontana and killed his wife. Ran off with his 15-year-old daughter, their only child. And then yesterday, police tracked them down and there was a shootout and both died. And a lot of astonishment over the fact that they killed the 15-year-old who was running at deputies in tactical gear is all we heard. So the implication was she also shooting at police? And that's what they're saying tonight.
She was participant in shooting at deputies during the gunfight. Now, was she shooting at the time that she rushed at them? Or is that what they perceived? Reasonably perceived? That's not clear from the statement, but...
Yeah, they said there was only one weapon, a rifle, found. But was she taking turns shooting it?
Right.
Is that what they're saying?
Somebody had to drive and somebody had to shoot.
Maybe it's your guess. They do have some sort of body cam or dash cam proof of that, maybe?
I don't know how prevalent body cams are.
Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. improves children's health by developing better treatments and technologies. Ranked number 5 in the nation, we take on the most complex, rare, and life-threatening conditions because all children deserve a healthy future. Learn more at childrensnational.org/innovation.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The dash cam would be better because this was a police chase.
Yeah, and I made a joke before, but it's true. Sometimes, you know, the police just turn the thing off.
You know who would know?
Or the tape disappears.
We think. Steve Gregory would come on at 5:50 to tell us.
Is he coming on?
That's what I've just been told.
Oh, okay.
He can do it at 5:50, the last segment.
All right. I didn't know he was still here.
He's always there.
Or are we getting
Steve
him
in a closet. Just open it.
Or are we getting
break glass,
from,
emergency reporter.
Are we calling Martin's bar? And
apparently he did like 9 different stories yesterday because he was the only KFI news reporter working yesterday.
I see. Well,
I read.
He is his own news department.
We have pipeline leaks in the Baltic Sea. 3 major underwater natural gas pipelines have sprung leaks. The Europeans are investigating. Many believe it is likely sabotage. The largest ever single release of methane into the atmosphere from the energy sector is what they're saying.
Uh-oh.
Well, my understanding is one pipeline was shut off by Putin for maintenance, and the other one is not done yet. It's not ready to. It's like an experimental phase.
Here's the thing. Putin's pissed at Europe for... Pissed Putin is upset because the Europeans have been helping Ukraine out in the war. And Germany is screwed because they went all into green energy, and that's been a bust, just like in California. So they were relying on this natural gas pipeline to provide natural gas for the winter cold. And the Russians said recently, we have some maintenance we have to do. And a lot of people in Europe didn't believe that. They believed now this is retaliation for supporting
Ukraine.
This is what
the refiners are telling us in California. We have maintenance to do.
No, that the Russians want to freeze out the Germans as a penalty for supporting the Ukrainian war. But they claimed, it's just temporary. We're going to re-. And I saw writers who said, watch, something's going to happen that's going to make this pipeline problem permanent. And maybe it's just a coincidence, but a few weeks later, the pipeline problem is a whole lot more serious.
3 breaches on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines in the Baltic Sea.
So that's not an
accident. Seismologists in Denmark and Sweden said, they don't think it was caused by earthquakes, landslides, or any other natural activity.
No. So,
they believe the tremors were caused by explosions. What they do, John, and Putin's good at this, he sends dolphins down there.
Russian
with
dolphins.
Bombs on their noses? What?
Russian dolphins?
Yes, they're
with
trained.
Bombs strapped to their noses.
They deliver a device. Sure.
Yeah, it's possible.
We could have would they not be, if it was an underwater diver, whoever, they plant the little bombs, somebody has to get down there, right?
Yeah. And that's probably what they did in the Baltic Sea. So, I mean, they're not going to have any evidence of this in terms of, underwater video cams.
I don't think so, no.
I mean, if you have an explosion, that sounds like the pipes would be severely damaged. Like, this isn't just a little pinhole leak that they can plug.
It's apparently... Satellite imagery reviewed by the Washington Post showed a massive methane bubble spanning roughly 13 miles in diameter.
Oh, geez.
That appeared on the surface of the sea Monday morning. And then a second blast was recorded by seismic sensors.
So Putin, I find insane. I think he's that's why I think he's capable of shooting.
That's why you have a bunker.
Off. That's why I have a bunker. Right. So I think this is an example of his insanity, but I don't know. I don't have any evidence. I wasn't there. But what's the motivation for anyone else to do it?
Do you think Putin would try to convince Trump to poison Hillary too? Making news tonight, Trump is offering to go over and negotiate a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire.
Oh,
he says he can do it.
Yeah, they're going to take him up on that.
Well, can he do it on his own? Like, who else was supposed to do that?
Trump's got to focus.
Dennis Rodman, he always likes to do that.
Yeah. Well, Trump is another version of Dennis Rodman, or Rodman's another version of Trump.
But Trump is, he's Putin's puppet.
Trump's got to get it together, otherwise.
And wasn't it the Ukrainian president he called up for a favor for bad stuff on the Bidens? So, he knows both of them.
Yeah. That's the
Remember
thing.
The famous phone call?
That's the
thing. Clean, beautiful phone call?
That's the thing. Nobody really wants to relive all those episodes again if he runs. if he starts talking about that.
I read a couple of pundits who believe it is going to be Biden against Trump once again in 2024.
I don't know.
Yeah. We got to hope.
There's a lot of exhaustion out there.
All right. Well, we're looking for an update from the crack KFI news reporter, Steve Gregory, with the news this afternoon that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is saying there is some kind of evidence to show that that 15-year-old girl, her name is Savannah, who was killed in the shootout with San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies yesterday in Hesperia, she was killed along with her father, may have been an active participant in shooting at officers. We'll see what we can find out. Coming up, John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
There you go. That was Joe Biden today looking for a woman who had already died a month ago.
Where's Jackie?
And couldn't find her in the audience. A Republican congresswoman who was killed in a car crash. And Joe was looking around to honor her as part of the ceremony they were having over a particular issue. And Jackie wasn't there.
By the way, his spokesman said it's just that she was top of mind, and everybody does it. We can all relate. Yeah, I've often looked for dead people in a crowd.
Yeah, that and him turning around to shake the hands of imaginary people.
Yeah, and he did that again the other day. He finished a speech and he couldn't figure out how to get off stage and didn't know where to go. And he puts his hands up like, huh?
Isn't it weird, like groupthink or group behavior? You have most people who work in Washington professionally, in politics, media, right? They're all college graduates, many of them Ivy League graduates. They all recognize dementia. Probably many of them have it in their families, right? Their parents or grandparents. And yet everybody plays pretend and tell us about, oh, the presidency, it's the leader of the free world, the most important man, has his hand on the nuclear codes. Yeah, it's so important that he could have blackout dementia.
A quick update on a story we did earlier this hour. Apparently, the state superintendent of public instruction, Tony Thurman, will now release the test score sometime in October.
Ah, see? We talk about it, story changes.
Republicans who are calling for this in Sacramento say, though, it better be before the ballots are going to be mailed to people on October 10th. So they might try to put it at the end of October so people already voted, but... All right, we're going to bring on Steve Gregory from KFI News. In this last hour or so, we have a big update from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department concerning that shootout yesterday in Hesperia off the 15 freeway, where a father and daughter were killed by sheriff's deputies. The father was wanted for murdering his wife, and he went off with the 15-year-old girl, which set off a Amber Alert, and they're both dead, and Steve will be here with the latest.
Yeah, here he is.
Oh, are we? I don't know where we're at in the break thing. I just ran over from the other side. Are we starting or ending?
We're live on the air.
You got about 4 minutes, so
Ken just hop to it. You.
Okay. I just kind of summarized the story, but you have to give the important update.
We know the sheriff's department has said that the girl participated in the shooting.
Now Shannon Dykus, the sheriff of San Bernardino County, has confirmed that the 15-year-old girl, Savannah, did shoot at deputies.
What's the proof?
Well, that he's not talking about because he's now asked for the Attorney General's office to step in under AB 1501, and that's for them to investigate civilians who were fatally shot by law enforcement unarmed. So he wouldn't say at what point during the shootout yesterday that she participated, but they have enough evidence to say that, according to the sheriff, that she did participate in the shootout. It's not clear whether she was doing it during the drive or sometime when they were stopped near Hesperia and she was in the truck with her father. It's not clear at what point. But then we know that she did jump out. She was decked out in a ballistic vest and helmet and ran towards deputies. Now, based on what the sheriff is saying, it doesn't appear she had the gun in hand, but they did recover an AR-15 at the scene.
Now, what do you know about the San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies as far as cameras are concerned?
You know, that's a great question, Ken. I'm trying to figure that out because I could swear they have cameras. Because
dash cams or body cams or both?
I think dash cams, at the very least dash cams. Because I want to say that that incident where that one deputy got injured, that guy that drove up on him, and I want to say that that was caught on his dash cam. But I'm trying to recall, and I think somebody's going to probably text me here and correct me, but I do know that also the girl was living with her father for weeks prior to the killing of her mother.
Yeah, because there was
they were living out of his truck or hotel.
Because it was an Amber Alert situation, a lot of people got the impression that this was a custody battle. And
she was abducted.
Yeah, she was a hostage of some kind, right.
And I guess it was hard to believe that she would be part of the shooting Dad's side to take on the law enforcement.
But apparently when things were going bad between the husband and wife, father, mother, the son, the young son stayed with the mother. The daughter went with the father.
Oh, there is another sibling.
Yes, and the daughter was living with the father in his pickup truck and in and out of hotels for at least 4 weeks.
And that was a better
choice. Homeschooling her, apparently?
Yes.
What in the car?
In the truck, sure.
Truck schooling.
You can put the flatbed down
and
have
schooling.
A desk.
Truck schooling. Boy, she must have really not liked mom.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, I don't know that we'll ever know this, but social services had never been called to the home. Apparently, there had never been at least documented issues with this family prior to this incident. And that's what kind of has people baffled, because there was really no indication or red flag.
What kind of a blowout leads to a guy just deciding to shoot his wife to death right there? In the middle of the street, too.
Yeah, and right near a school. And apparently he just opened fire and then, hit her multiple times.
There's probably plenty of stories.
There is.
In my understanding, she got into his truck and then they had an argument and she jumped out and then he just got out and shot her.
And it wasn't clear whether she was trying to escape and run away or whether she was just walking, whatever the case was. Yeah. But at that point, you don't think that a 15-year-old girl is going to be complicit or an accomplice in this particular situation. But now the sheriff is saying she shot. She opened fire. She was decked out in the ballistic gear. It's not clear whether she donned it or whether he made her wear it.
Does it still matter, though, at the time they killed her? She was not holding a weapon, right?
No, and I believe that is why they have called the Attorney General's office under AB 1501, which is they will investigate fatal civilian shootings when there's no weapon involved on the part of the civilian.
So they're dumping the story where they may have thought it was him coming at them?
Well,
that was another possibility.
He was dead already in the truck. She was the one running at the deputies, and that's all they're going to say. They won't say at what point during the chase she was firing. You have to presume it was during the point when he was driving the truck and the deputies' cars were taking on gunfire. At some point, you got to think she was probably participating at that point.
All right, Steve. Thank you for that.
Also,
update.
The reason the John Doe complaint was filed as John Doe.
Oh, the other story.
Oh,
right.
And that's the
homeless guy that killed the probation.
His fingers were so badly cut up they couldn't get a fingerprint.
Oh, I see.
So that's why they had to file it as a John Doe complaint.
Right.
Just found that out.
Probation officer got murdered.
He beat her with the toilet bowl cover. The toilet bowl top.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So there you go.
All right, Steve. There you go.
It's comedy now, huh? Yeah.
You got it. You got to follow
Jesus.
This. Yeah.
God Almighty, man.
Bring it down.
He's got all the stories, Tim.
Hey, every time there's an incident like what happened up at Victorville, I always put people in heaven or hell, right? So I put the father in hell.
Yeah.
I put the 15-year-old in heaven. Mm. And I'm still on the fence with the wife.
Well, wait a minute. Are you going to move the 15-year-old out of heaven?
No, 15 stays in heaven. But I'm thinking the
wife. She's shooting at the cops?
Yeah, I don't know. She's 15. Her dad talked her into it. I give her a pass. Okay. But the wife, I'm thinking, should be. I'd like her to be for eternity standing next to the guy that killed her and have her complain forever.
Wow.
You know? Because obviously she was complaining too much, and that's how she got killed. Right, she was doing stuff he didn't like.
If you're looking for agreement from any of us,
look, I'm still saying he should be killed. He should be dead and everything.
Right,
but she was, she and him had difficulties.
Right,
and he went nuts.
It's possible, sure.
Right, I'm just saying.
Look, it's your game. You're the one doing the assigning here.
It's still our show.
I'll put her in heaven.
John had already said, because he had a tattoo of Frankenstein on his throat, that maybe that was an indicator of the problem.
Oh, I mean, isn't that obvious? That's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, that's a bad guy.
Frankenstein on your neck, sure.
Right, well,
throat.
Throat,
right
okay.
There.
All right, yeah.
But, I mean, to clearly see it.
That's
any tattoos on your face, unless you're in the rock business or music business, are tough.
Yeah.
This is clearly talk radio now. Wow.
No, this is what goes on at bars.
That's right.
Dive bars.
That's exactly
very
right.
Very late at night.
That's exactly right. Yes. That's what the show is. That's
a
dive
dog.
Bar. All right. Lots of hurricane stuff. This whole state of Florida is wiped out, man. I mean,
it's over, huh?
It might be more than $25 billion in damage.
It's all going to be Everglades?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a complete wreck. And it's much worse than people thought. You know, with the surge and, you know, the flooding, the wind damage.
The 150-mile-an-hour winds for hours.
1.5 million people without power. This could really devastate that state for years to come.
Wow.
Years to come.
And they were on such a high. Such
oh, my
a roll.
God. I mean, they were, you know, they were the no mask.
Oh, what happens
you know,
to DeSantis?
Everybody was moving there, you know, and somebody just sold their house yesterday or 2 days ago and the check cleared. And now new person gets screwed with that house.
Oh, God. We almost bought a house there.
Is that right?
Just a few months ago.
Oh, man.
Because my wife's family's from there. And so we were going to buy a place as a second home. And the guy's price was too high. He wouldn't come down. But
Florida's tough, man. I mean, you know, you get the storms. The summers are tough. It's a tough life down there. It really is. You know?
Well, it's the fastest growing state.
I get it.
Next to Texas.
Totally get it. But, man, those summers are radical.
Yeah.
You know?
Ding dong.
I mean, June, July, and August, so, you cannot survive
so
there.
So we'll be down for a no on the Florida relocation.
Not in the summer. Not in the summer.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, the Disney World was operating even up until like an hour ago on normal conditions.
Hour ago? Really?
Something like that. Yeah. It was I think 3 hours ago. Up till 3 hours ago, they were still
people
saying,
up
yeah.
on the rides and the wind.
You want to be on top of the Ferris wheel at 150 nutty. Miles per hour.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway.
The thing breaks off and rolls.
It's horrible. It's just the worst.
Conway here.
All right. Dig dog.
Let's roll.
He'll play the game Heaven or Hell coming up.
Let's go.
We got Crozier in the News, KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, and Orange County live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.